Ed speaking.
Yes, this is Char calling you back from customer service. How are you today?
Good. How you doing, Char?
I'm all right.
I was wondering if you could do me a favor. I was looking for an email confirmation from a call I had earlier this morning.
All right, can I please get your zip code?
Yes, it's 44406.
All right, your first and last name, please.
Ed Morell, Morell.
All right, and just for security purposes, can you please verify that shipping address?
7852 Gibson, Gibson Road, Canfield, Ohio.
Okay, so let me see. And what email were you looking for? Your
It was supposed to be A M I L L I O N A I R E S U C C E S S at gmail.com.
Okay, they forgot the other I. Nope, it's there. Hold on, let me click it so I can see it better, so I can read it back to you. Okay, so I have A M I L L I O N A I R E S U C C E S S at gmail.com.
Right, and all those letters of millionaire success all together, no spaces, nothing.
Right, correct. They got it all together.
Okay, they were supposed to send me a confirmation. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine, you're fine. It do show that an email was sent to you. It was titled Refund Confirmation. Did you check
right.
your spam mail?
Yeah, I checked spam, but let me check again here.
Because it showed that they refunded you $71.17.
No, it hasn't shown up yet. That's for sure.
Well, maybe because it just went through, it might take a few hours.
Okay. I'll give
it
a couple
to...
hours and call you back.
Okay.
Yeah, what do they have to do? Do something else or what?
No, that was all. The email confirmation is just so you can see your refund was on the way.
Right, but when I was saying it might take a couple hours is what you're saying somehow.
Yes, well, because it's the computer generates the email. We can't actually physically send one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Well, have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you so much. You too. And thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye.